Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mahias moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. DeLahaz moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes DeLahaz trying to get to home. Schilling throws to Tillman who tags DeLahaz, attempting to score, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mahias strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Schilling applying the tag. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. DeLahas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adcock moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. De La Haz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hefner bunts for an out. Tillman moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-2 in the game. Kralik bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alvis bunts towards the mound. Hefner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Davalillo moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adcock strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Mike De La Haas. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing second base. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindel fields the ball and throws to second. Held drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Held. Hefner scores. Mahias moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Clinton strikes out. There goes Malzone. The throw from Romano to second, and Malzone is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 4 in the game. Bresut hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 4 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bresut moves to third. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to home to get Bresut. Mantilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mejias hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Raddatz now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 4 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romano. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Romano steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown pinch hits for Gary Bell. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Malzone strikes out. 1 out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bresut strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 5 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 5 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mahias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Adcock strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the mound. Abernathy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Dick Houser pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Dick Houser. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. Grant moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.